Okay. If the gas station is more than 11 miles away, we're fucked.
That was a Hip Hop Nation first alert.
Oh no.
Rhapsody featuring Myrna. I don't need it. Give us your feedback on Facebook.com/Hip Hop Nation.
Here's my feedback.
Consumer can find it.
Right. Mm.
But that doesn't mean that I have to play by those rules when I, you know, get in the studio or when I'm on stage.
That's gang. Well, that's on the t-shirt. Like, that's brilliant that you just said that.
Yeah.
Never forget that one.
What kind of shoes are you wearing today?
Boots.
You know, because we were all chipping in because we wanted to buy you a pair of J's.
I have J's.
You have J's?
I wear J's. That's like, I wear Converse and J's. That's pretty much it.
Okay.
But only the ones.
Yeah, but you don't wear them on stage.
Not on stage. Really.
See, and I think had you wore your J's that day at the Billboard Awards.
No slim soles.
You
fell right into that shit.
That was like, but see, okay, if I was anywhere else, I'd be like, oh. But I can really laugh like that.
Get a t-shirt made that says, you don't have to play Destiny.
But the love that I feel is so strong.
I'm gonna get gas. So, I'm pretty excited about that. Gas drives this great nation. Right?
Fantasy Sports. Finishing that on 70s.7 with a little RotoWire. Fantasy Sports Today. Oh, Derek and Jason give you everything you need when it comes to Fantasy Sports. Sirius XM, Sirius 210, XM 87, Sirius XM app, 80 Pacific, 11 Eastern this morning.
Predominantly on guitar to piano. We will find out tonight during Sirius XM session. We're going to dig in with John Darnielle of Mount Ghost. We're going to learn more about the making of this new record, Beat the Champ, and he will perform a stripped down set in studio. It's going to be a good one. It premieres tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m.
Today I'm in my tasting kitchen letting Dylan try my new loaded breakfast sandwich. Let's see what he thinks. So what do you...
Reminds me when I had that job valeting cars at the Church of Scientology.
Because human kindness doesn't just make us feel better. It also holds the power to help us heal. Visit any of our locations, including Dominican...
Sierra celebrating the release of her new album, Jackie. That's how I'm feeling.
One of my favorite records on the album.
That's awesome.
Teamed up with Missy.
I did.
Chicks be so high class on the internet, but don't got shit she earned. She got that bag from Juicy J. She got that ass from Rudy Gay. Now yo silly ass down on one knee. What the fuck, man? Is you crazy? These fools, they for everybody. Pass them all around. They at every party. They down.
Okay, trucking. Think I was hiding snake dick? Is that the line in this song? I don't know. That's a dumb thing to say.
Niggas know my shit. Actually, the real, set them up.
next verse.
And you had a girlfriend that was reporting to you everywhere he went.
Yeah.
You put this in the book like, yo, girl, he at this party right now. I can see him over here.
Dress like me, but the chrome to your dome make you sweat like me. Cause I'm the nigga, nigga, like how you figure, getting figures and fucking bitches. She rolling switches for her bitches. I bought my niggas, they getting bent up on the nigga. She let my licorice, I let her lick it. They say money make a nigga act niggerish. At least a nigga, nigga rich. I be fucking drawers like I be fucking bored. Turn a dyke bitch out, have a fucking bars, peace.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve. Oh, I know you love it when this beat is on. Make you think about all of the niggas you've been leading on. Make me think about all of the rappers I've been feeding on. Got a feeling that's the same dudes that we speaking on. Oh, word, ain't heard my album, who you sleeping on? You should print the lyrics out and have a fucking read along. Ain't a fucking sing along unless you brought the weed along. And just, okay, and just drop down and get your eagle on. Or we can stare up at the stars and put the Beatles on. All the shit you talking about is not up for discussion. I will pay to make it bigger. I don't pay for no reduction. If it's coming from a nigga, I don't know then I don't trust it. If you coming from my head, then motherfucker get the bussing. Lord, I don't really say this often, but this long dick nigga ain't for the long talking, I beast.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Yeah, ho, this the finale. My pep talk turned into a pep rally. Say she from the hood, but she live inside the valley. Now vacated in Atlanta, then she going back to Cali. Got your girl on my line, world on my line. The irony, I fuck them at the same damn time. She eyeing me like a nigga don't exist. Girl, I know you want it, dick. Girl, I'm Kendrick Lamar, a.k.a. Benz is to me just a car. That mean your friends is need be up to par. See, my standards are pampered by threesomes tomorrow. Kill them all, dead bodies in the hallway. Don't get involved, listen what the crystal ball say. Holly, Berry, holly, do ya? Holla back, I'll do ya.
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem. I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. And yeah, I like the fuck, I got a fucking problem.
If finding somebody real is your fucking problem, bring your girls to the crib, maybe we can solve it. Hey.
Hey.
Right now, I want to teach all you MCs out there how to be effective.
Keep running. You know what time it is when everybody game is. Everybody else is hustling, everybody shame is. Somebody else's blame, whatever I became. I did it with hot rhymes and a lung full of flame. I never refrain from loading up and taking aim. Like chicks, flows are different, I never come the same. My mic would be the Dame, written off the brain. I show up with my chest pumping hard like Notre Dame. I lose, then I regain, hustle is in the vein. I'm drinking protein shakes to muscle up the brain. In the black Chevy Suburban, sipping champagne with champagne. I was doing that damn thing, we moving in the fast lane with them black things. On the way to the Bronx to do the scheme ass thing. I don't know what's so funny, cause I ain't laughing. The part is for a dead body, guess who's casting?
I should have been out, I'm seen her spitting with the bump, bump, bump for the knocks. Your whole crew getting dump, dump, dump with the chumps. You rolling like Donald Trump, Trump, Trump with the bucks. Your bitch ass getting jump, jump, jump cause you suck. Follow me, you stick around, round, round when it's hot. You claiming that you down, 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 but you not. You try to offer me a pound, 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 you get got. I can't wait to hear the sound, sound, sound of you shot. You hear me, it's time to show, show, show. I got plans, that's all you want, you better go, go, go. Get your man's illegal hustle, ain't no, no fucking with a gram. Stash the heat, cause I can throw, throw, throw up my hands. I'm telling you, on screen, screen, screen with these flicks. Catch me on the scene, scene, scene with three chicks.
Okay.
I fuck like a fiend, fiend, fiend with three dicks. Fuck a 16, 10, 10, I'm just sick.
Okay.
I'm about to show y'all how to be effective. My camel color's dark, navy, beige, and brown. And shit was all love till you guys came around with the same old sound. That's why you payroll down. That's how the game go now. That's why you ain't getting.
That's cool, you know. It's like I like Bumpy Knuckles, and I think John Cena can rhyme. But if you ask me, do you want to hear verses from John Cena's cousin? I'll say, like, you know. I have to draw a line somewhere for me.
Dr. D.R.E. Rose and Jay. Let's kill him. We started out mopping floors. And now we front row with the awards. Number one for the last 20 years. If you real, motherfucker, scream cheers. Motherfucker, scream cheers. Yeah. And it is what it is. He wanted to shine at the swap meet. So the white boys got him in that hot seat. Only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s to 6-4s, Drake got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottoms. Great weed, nice homes, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Billy Coop, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when I hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
This sudden urge to go buy a pair of Beats by Dre's.
Hit the switches on this shit one time. Huh. Let the top down. I came a long way from the weekend. 20 stack seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. And you step in.
Of course I know who this is.
Oh, who?
It's Roy, Philly Boy Roy.
Yeah.
Mayor of Newbridge.
That's correct. Yes, yeah, show me the proper respect, Blob.
Tom is my name.
Oh.
Blob.
Well.
What's going on tonight, Roy?
You get to see any of that inauguration?
I did. I saw some of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it seemed good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This cat. Look, I gotta tread lightly, okay? Because my political star's on the ascent.
Uh-huh. Oh, it is?
Well, yeah, but I do want to go on record as saying this, okay?
Okay.
He's taken our guns.
Mm-hmm.
What's next, our rods? How are we going to fish?
What?
Even Jesus fished, you know? I mean, that's how he took that one fish, and he turned it into a giant flounder, and he fed everybody up there in Bethlehem, PA.
I don't know if that's the story.
It is, too, and that's quite a feat, also, because those lard asses up there, you know, they're known for their record-breaking trips to the R&S Diner Buffet.
So, let me just get this started. This is from the Bible.
Yeah.
Jesus takes a fish, right?
Yeah.
And he
fishes it out with a rod.
That he what?
He had a fishing rod.
So he fished it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. And then nylon lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jesus fished with a modern fishing pole.
Yep.
Catches a fish.
Yep.
Then turns the fish into what? A giant flounder?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody eats the fish.
Well, everybody in Bethlehem did.
You
didn't give nothing to nobody in Allentown, though, because they're even fatter.
But it's not Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. That's not where that stuff took place, Roy.
Where do you think it was? It says Bethlehem.
Yeah, but it's Bethlehem, Pennsylvania is named after Bethlehem, which is not in the U.S.
It's where Stabler Arena is.
It's not.
Oh.
You might want to brush up on that stuff, Roy.
Oh, maybe I will at Bible study this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You go to Bible study?
Yeah.
You do, really?
No.
I didn't think so.
I ain't been to church in forever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Only time I was ever in church. Well, in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. I was in church once.
What brought you there?
Wine. I heard they was giving wine away.
Uh-huh.
You gotta sit through this whole speech.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. Snooze.
And then you didn't get much wine, I'm assuming.
Well, not right then, but I hung around. I kind of lurked around afterwards.
Yeah.
In the narthex.
Okay.
And I snaked my way back there. Got a couple jugs.
So you stole wine from a church.
It ain't stealing if it's from a church, because they don't pay for it, do they?
Somebody pays for it.
Oh, uh-oh. I thought Jesus might have zapped it or something. I don't know how it works. I told you I didn't go. Let's get back to the inauguration, okay?
Okay, yeah. So you went? Or you watched?
No, I didn't go. No.
You
watched? Did you hear who played the super private party, though?
No.
Minor Threat.
Minor Threat played?
Yeah, the punk band?
Yeah, yeah. They have not been together for decades.
They got back together again for it. You know, Barack, Barry, he's a big fan of theirs. You know, he's in a band that practices every week at the White House, right?
I had heard mention of this a while ago.
Yeah, Tramp Stamp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They actually had a record coming out on Discord a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Obama, he wanted to hold off until that summer when they could tour more.
Mm-hmm.
And then their manager, he pulled a choke job.
Uh-huh.
And then their booking agent, he dropped the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to hold off till this summer.
So this summer, Barack Obama is going to spend the first summer of his final term.
Yeah.
Touring.
In an Econoline van.
Okay.
Yeah.
Playing because he has a record out on Discord.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know nothing about this, Roy.
Well, hey, you catch the Golden Globes?
I did. I saw a lot of it.
How about Jodie Foster's speech?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting.
Well, everyone's up in arms about it, saying that she was losing it up there, and it was so obvious to me what she was saying. It was probably obvious to you, right?
I guess I thought she was, it seemed like she was saying she was going to retire in some form.
That's exactly what she wanted us to think.
Okay.
So we're all thinking that, right?
Uh-huh.
And then this summer comes along and bam, Freaky Friday 2!
Freaky Friday 2?
Yeah.
Because she was in the first original Freaky
Friday. When she was like 12, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
As a little kid.
She's going to play the daughter in this one too, but at age 50.
So she's still the daughter in it?
Yeah, yeah.
And who's she switching places with?
Her mom.
Who played her mom in the first one?
Barbara Harris.
So Barbara Harris is going to be in it?
No, you dummy. Lindsay Lohan's going to play the mother.
How's that work?
Well, they need someone who's going to garner massive pub.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what that term means, don't you?
Publicity.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like someone's been cracking a Hollywood Reporter much. It sounds like you do.
Yeah, okay.
Little tweak on what I normally say.
Yeah, you threw me there.
Yeah.
You know, usually I'm expecting you to zing me.
You're boring, Blob.
Okay, I'm boring. You had to still zing me.
I gotta zing you when I can, right?
Okay.
Anyway, getting back to the new Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
They're going to make Lilo take Ozana Reverend.
Yeah.
So she looks like she's 80.
Okay.
Yeah, that's even going to be part of the tagline.
Which is what?
80 and edible. But
yeah.
I made that part up.
Okay, yeah, that's
yeah, I want to see if I could get that by the censors.
The censors?
Yeah.
You got it, by.
Good, yeah. Oh, man, speaking of these Golden Globes.
Yeah.
You believe that dude Bradley Cooper won for Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah, I can believe that.
What? He ain't even from Philly. He says he is, but he ain't. Maybe Concha Hawking at best.
Okay.
Probably not even that, though, Yaden. Paoli?
Uh-huh.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Him winning, though, what a crock of spoiled tasty cakes that was.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it.
You saw what, Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah, I was repulsed by it. I actually threw up.
Mm-hmm.
And not just because of the banker's dozen of peanut chews I ate.
You mean a baker's dozen?
No, Blob. A baker's dozen is 13, right?
Uh-huh, yes.
A banker's dozen is 113.
So you ate 113 peanut chews?
Yeah, do you know the lineage of the banker's dozen?
No.
Well, it dates back to when Dale Carnegie and Milburn Drysdale was running the company.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was it, you said Milburn Drysdale?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Crack the Beverly Hillbillies much? It don't sound like you do. Classic Ziegler Zinger.
Okay.
He was the banker on that show, you classic TV dummy.
Milburn Drysdale.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So he was running...
His assistant was Miss Jane Hathaway, who, of course, is Anne Hathaway's mom.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if that's the name of the character, but Anne Hathaway's name is actually Hathaway.
Wait, her name is Hathaway Hathaway?
No, it's Anne
Hathaway. That's stupid, like you.
Oh,
you, man. You're getting the full brunt of my stuff tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. You're firing with both barrels.
Just can't stop me.
I guess I can't.
I think that should be on my license plate. Yuz can't stop me.
Yuz can't stop me?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, getting back to Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah?
I can't believe I didn't get the leading role in that.
How? Why on earth would you get the leading role in that movie?
Because I auditioned for it, and I killed.
Uh-huh. Well, when did you audition for Silver Linings Playbook?
Well, check this out. About a year ago, I was doing some detective work here in Roxborough.
Mm-hmm.
You may not know about this.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the Roxborough paper?
Yeah, I have heard. So you were doing detective work in that?
I'm trying to find this guy. He's very felon.
Uh-huh. You're kind of looking after your neighborhood.
Absolutely, yeah. And they tell me they're location scouting for a David O. Russell film.
Uh-huh.
About a mentally ill former addict from Philly who's trying to get his life back on track.
Uh-huh.
And I go, that's me in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
Where do I sign up to star in this joint?
Yeah.
And they play it really cool, right? Like they're acting like I'm just joking, like I'm a nobody.
Uh-huh.
But I keep telling them I want to audition.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, we already got someone in mind, you know, and we don't need it. So I play it like, okay, that's cool. But I found out where they're staying. Mm-hmm. I found out they were staying at the Hilton Garden Inn downtown.
Okay.
You know how I found out about it?
I have no idea.
I was rifling through their bags when they was in Wawa.
So you start looking through their bags.
I was rifling. Real fast, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just rifling through.
Rifling through.
Yeah.
Trying to find any info.
You know they used to call me the Roxborough Rifler, right?
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'd go to the A&P store.
Yeah?
Just rifle through chicks' pocketbooks.
Ugh.
What? Didn't find nothing.
That's terrible. It's illegal, though.
Yeah.
No, not...
Nothing was illegal back then in the late 70s.
There was a lot that was illegal back
then. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So anyway,
yeah.
So a couple days later, I go to that hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And I kick one of the room service guy's asses. I borrow his uniform. And I delivered David O. Russell his breakfast. And then I start doing a scene from the script that I stole from the location scouts.
Mm-hmm.
He was blown away.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're posing as a member of the hotel staff.
Yes.
And you go and you to David O. Russell, the director and I guess the writer and director of Silver Linings Playbook.
Correct.
And then you start doing a scene from it.
Oh yeah. The look of shock on this guy's face, it was insane. Mm-hmm. He was so into what I was doing that he was hiding from me in the bathroom.
That's how in shock he was.
Yeah, he locked himself in there. So I really had to start yelling my lines.
Uh-huh.
I was really bringing it, Tom.
You were, okay.
Oh, yeah, and I was also dropping all this Hollywood lingo that Roy Jr. told me to say.
Uh-huh, like what?
Oh, like, hey, so when we actually shoot this, are we going to use a boom or are you going to love me?
Which is like about miking techniques.
Yeah. Uh-huh,
yeah.
Hey, I wonder how many martini shots I'm going to be in there, David.
Martini shots.
Yeah.
Which is the, like, the final shot of the day.
It sure is, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
hey, my mission is to wow those of you in Video Village. What?
Video Village.
David, I'm really feeling these signs.
Signs?
Yeah.
So you had the, you thought that would blow him away.
Oh, I knew it would, and it did.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you want to hear a little bit of the scene that I did?
Yeah.
Well, you know in the movie, they go out for dinner. They go to a diner, right?
Yeah.
He orders Raisin Bran.
Sure.
She's kind of taken aback by that, so we start there, okay?
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah. So her name's Tiffany,
mm-hmm.
And my character's name is Pat, right?
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, I pour the cereal in there, and he, okay, here's how it goes. Hey, you want to share this? And then she goes, why did you order that? I ordered Raisin Bran because I didn't want there to be any mistake in that this might be a date. And then she goes, you know, it can still be a date if you order Raisin Bran. It's not a date. So how's your thing going? Your dancing thing. And I got this kind of energy going the whole time, Tom.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. How's your restraining order? I wouldn't actually call the restraining order my thing. And I'm doing air quotes here.
Okay.
Real visual stuff.
Sure.
And I've been doing pretty well. Except for a minor incident at the doctor's office, she goes. And the so-called incident with the weights. Yeah, that was the thing with my parents. I wish I could just explain the letter to Nikki because it was minor. And I could just explain it and let her know that I'm actually not out of control. That I'm actually doing really well. That's kind of the best of it. I had my shirt off, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you one thing. It was probably the best thing I ever done.
Was it at the quality level of what you just did?
It was louder and faster.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the best thing I've ever done. And that's including making my children. And more important, sneaking backstage to smoke pot with Albert Bouchard at the Spectrum when BOC played there in 80 on the Cultosaurus Erectus tour.
So, sneaking back to smoke weed with someone from Blue Oyster Cult.
That was number one until this.
Okay.
And then the kids.
And then the kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then marriage.
Okay.
So before I left the hotel room,
yeah,
I yelled through the bathroom door to David O. Russell that I'm represented by Royden Ziegler Jr. at CAA.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is your son.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And his agency.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool, awesome artists.
Okay, that's what CAA stands for in your mind.
Guess who his first client is?
Who?
Me.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I also left a few 8x10s that I had made.
Like headshots?
Oh, yeah, headshots. Uh-huh. Man, these things, they're the best. It's got me in 4 different cool poses.
Wait, you mean like that old style of headshot?
Old style? What?
Yeah, the ones where they show you as different characters and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what are they?
Well, one's a doctor, I got a stethoscope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One's a philosopher with a skull.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a man of color.
Yeah?
To show range.
Wait, okay, well, hold on. You're what?
A man of color.
A man, okay.
Yeah.
To show range.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to know anything about that one.
Okay, well, and the fourth one's a semi-tasteful nude.
So you had headshots made.
Yeah.
One, I can't even say them.
So, a doctor with a stethoscope.
Yeah, a dog. Yeah. A philosopher, you said.
Yes.
You're holding a skull?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the skull?
I'd rather not say. Detweiler's funeral, though.
Oh, God.
I didn't rip it out of no one's head or nothing.
Uh-huh.
Found it in the dumpster.
You found a skull in a dumpster?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not too sick.
Yeah.
It's kind of sick, I know.
Very sick. Yeah. Because that means that they're keeping heads back there until they become skulls.
I never thought about it that way, but yeah, I guess they rot away until there's the skull left.
Ugh. Then someone throws it out.
I'm going to have nightmares now.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks.
Well, no, you did it.
You made the nightmare stuff happen, though. Make the nightmares go away.
Roy, I wish I could.
I'm going to call you tonight if I get a nightmare about skulls.
Please don't.
So, and I, of course, I also left my reel, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is your reel?
Well, my reel is basically a VHS tape of a 1995 Channel 6 news report on illegal dune buggy racing, in which I appear in silhouette.
You mean, like, you're talking?
Yeah, I was a dune buggy snitch.
A snitch?
Yeah.
But I know you ride dune buggies.
I do, yeah.
But then you turned on your fellow dune buggiers.
I turned there's evidence.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah. So then...
So that's your reel.
That's my reel, yeah. So, I'm just waiting around for Hollywood to call me at this point. I was so good. And, you know, that's why a lot of things went downhill in Newbridge during that period.
Been a bad period. That would have been last year or so.
Yeah. You're probably aware that there was no plumbing happening for most of last fall, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing boot camp training, trying to get ripped for the movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when all the sewer workers and all the plumbers went on strike.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because they was getting sprayed all the time.
Oof.
I know. And also, you may have noticed that the power was out for most of July. All of July.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Half of June, too.
Yeah.
Most of August.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I needed to sign some new legislation to get it all back on track.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in New York studying at the Vin Diesel Academy of Acting.
The Vin Diesel Academy of Acting.
Yeah.
So
I graduated.
Okay.
Without honor.
Without honors. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you were spending it sounds like the bulk of last year you were spending...
Prepping
for a movie, assuming you got the part.
Yeah.
Because you had a good audition in your mind.
Yeah, I killed.
Because you scared the director into running into the bathroom.
Didn't scare him. He was so excited that I assumed he had to go just keep relieving himself for 30 minutes.
Ugh.
So then the movie actually comes out,
uh-huh.
And I ain't in it. I ain't even on the posters.
You're not in it, so you wouldn't be on the poster.
Oh, I never thought of that. But this Claude Bradley Cooper is. And what kind of name is that? It sounds like a character Elvis would have played in one of his movies, like Rick Richards or Bill Michaels or something.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember what Elvis's name was in that film, Double the Fun?
In Double the Fun, no.
Yeah. Mike Name. Talk about phoning it in.
Mike Name?
N-A-M-E.
Yeah. Well, that is lazy.
Yeah. You know what my movie star stage name is?
What's that?
Zip Ransforth.
Zip Ransforth?
Yup.
So that's the name you act under.
Oh, yeah. The first name's kind of slick, right? Like it pops.
Zip.
And the second name is real high society.
Uh-huh. Zip Ranforth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about the chick in this film, Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't no Philly chick. No way.
Really? How so?
I mean, of course I want to tap it, but come on, she's not Philly.
Why is she not Philly?
Well, a real Philly woman has it all going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sexy, outspoken, don't take no BS from nobody. Knows how to get down. Knows how to steal cars. Can fake my doctor's voice when calling my boss and telling him I got ammonia.
That got very specific there. It sounds like you're talking about Rhoda, your wife.
Oh, no. No, that's Shandy Larson, Sheila Larson's cousin.
Shandy Larson.
Yeah, she lives in Manayunk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we got a very special mentor-mentee thing going on most nights of the week.
Ew.
Actually, early mornings.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell nobody, okay?
Okay.
What's Don't tell one person in specific.
Yeah, Rhoda.
Yeah. And what's with these people's accents in this film? You just can't tell what they're saying.
How so?
Well, they sound all Hollywood.
Well, I mean...
Katja Hawken at best.
I had no problem understanding them. I don't know why you'd have a problem.
Possibly Lansdale.
Uh-huh.
Radford.
You had a real problem with the accents.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Souderton, maybe. Not Philly, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't see no tasty cakes, no peanut chews, no Yinglings. Nobody walked through no room holding no ghetto blaster playing no dead milkman.
Mm-hmm.
It was sick.
So you were really offended by this movie?
Very, very. But you know what?
What?
I'm going to get my revenge.
Really?
Yeah.
How are you going to get your revenge?
You strapped in?
Yes.
You got your helmet on?
Sure.
Check Mike. Is he strapped in?
Mike? Yeah. Are you strapped in? Mike says he is strapped in.
Does he got his helmet on?
Do you have your helmet on, Mike? He says he does.
Describe Mike's helmet.
I can't see him.
Okay.
The helmet thing is, you mean it as like a, it's not meant to be taken literally, it's a figure thing.
Yes.
Oh, you mean it literally?
Yeah, you don't have a pocket fold-up helmet that you carry everywhere with you?
No, I don't.
Oh, I do.
Okay, this is news to me. I always thought you meant it as just like a figure of speech.
Oh, no. No, it's real.
Okay.
So here's my revenge plan. Is you ready?
Sure.
I'm going to write the greatest movie script of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when Bradley Cooper reads it, he's going to go off the post-deep end. That's beyond the deep end.
Okay.
And demand he's starring this thing. But oh no.
No?
This movie's going to star its screenwriter.
Okay.
And its screenwriter's name? Zip Ransforth. That's me.
Okay, yeah.
Royden Ziegler.
Sure.
Sorry, Bradley Pooper, how does it feel? Not too good.
So this is your movie?
Yeah.
That you're writing and acting in?
Yeah. Probably directing.
Okay, you'll probably direct it.
Yeah.
Like Stallone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, he didn't direct Rocky.
He did so, didn't he?
Well, he didn't direct the first one.
There was a first one?
Yeah, the one when he just wants to go the distance.
Oh, I thought Rocky II was the first one.
No.
Well, I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, you got me again. I keep stepping into your...
Oh, man, I should be hosting this show.
This film, Roy,
that
you're writing and starring in and maybe even directing.
Yeah.
What is this film called?
Robo Hoagie.
Robo Hoagie.
Yeah.
Robo Hoagie.
Yeah.
What is Robo Hoagie about?
Well, it's about a robot that almost gets killed in one of them high-speed, high-speed trials, that they have in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the $6 Million Man, what happened to him.
Okay.
And the robot almost dies, but the doctors are able to save him by injecting him with the healing nutrients from a giant novelty hoagie.
Okay.
Yeah, he becomes a powerhouse, and then he goes on a very exciting, sometimes horrifically violent, often erotic adventure.
Okay. And that's what Robo Hoagie is.
Yeah, and it's totally going to steal Bradley Cooper's thunder at this year's Oscars.
Wait, at this year's Oscars?
Yeah.
I mean, they're a month away.
Right.
I mean, your movie... They've already announced the nominees, and I mean, you didn't even... This movie doesn't exist yet. I don't know if they... I can't picture them making an exception to let a new movie into the thing, but it just, it's not available. Like, two, four people to even vote for. I mean, you'd have to put this thing out, like, next week.
Oh, well, I better get on it then. Hey, how late is Staples open? I'm out of paper to write this thing on.
You're out of...
It's like 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
They might not be open. I'll have to go to the Wawa, I guess.
So in your mind...
I also need a computer.
Let me just get this in my mind, Roy.
Yes.
Bradley Cooper, in your mind, stole your part.
He did.
So you're picturing that you're going to get revenge...
Yes.
create a movie called Robo Hoagie.
Yes.
Which he will want to star in so badly, right?
Yes.
And then you're starring in it, though. Zip Ranforth.
Yes.
And you're going to win all the... You're going to... Are you thinking that you're going to, like, bump Silver Linings Playbook at the awards?
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, that's just one of the awards I'm going to get, Best Actor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to need a gold shopping cart for all my Oscars.
A gold... Okay.
Yeah. Best screenplay. Best actor.
Uh-huh.
Best lighting.
Uh-huh.
Best hoagie.
Okay.
Best sex scene. Most Philly pride. Hottest sex scene. That's different than the best sex scene.
These are not... Roy, some of those are not even... Those are not categories.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they don't have best sex scene as an Oscar category.
Well, anywho, for each one of these Oscars,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to grab the Oscar, I'm going to look Bradley Cooper right in the eye and say, Bradley Cooper, you can take this Oscar and place it very neatly into... Wet.
Yeah, I had to beep all of that, Roy. I had to...
You did? Oh. Yes. Well, you'll get to hear it several times at the Oscars.
So you're all in on this.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to be the exact same thing in 2014 and 2015.
So it doesn't stop here.
Oh, no. I got two more huge ones in the pipeline.
What movies?
President Hoagie.
Okay.
And Inhoagieable.
Inhoagieable.
Yeah. It's like that film Invincible, you know, where Vince Papale.
Yeah.
He's a nobody. He tries out for the Eagles, mm-hmm. and he gets on the team.
Yeah.
This is the same thing, only a hoagie tries out for the Eagles.
So a hoagie tries out for the Eagles.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And so you're calling it unhoagieable.
Inhoagieable. Yes.
Okay.
What's
going on?
Roy Jr., what are you doing? Wait, you wasn't doing what I think you was doing, was you?
Roy?
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God, Tom.
What's going on?
Look, this is between you and me, okay?
Okay.
I came into our garage just now to get out our ladder to use as part of this hobby I have.
Okay, what is it? Please tell me about this hobby.
I don't want to tell you, but right when I came out...
Yeah?
Roy Jr. came into the garage carrying the very same ladder.
What's the significance of the ladder?
I'll nutshell it for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm 99% sure that Roy Jr. and I is each half of the Roxborough Peeper.
So, hold on a minute. Let me just get this straight.
Yeah.
When you saw those people in your neighborhood...
Yeah.
...taking all those pictures...
Yeah.
...and then you went over...
Yeah.
I can't take if you're going to talk like that. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I'm scared.
You're scared. Okay.
Looking at me with them eyes.
Because you were saying... that, hey, you were accusing those guys of maybe being the Roxborough Peeper.
Yeah.
But why would you accuse them of that if you know that you're the Roxborough Peeper?
Because there's something wrong up there.
That's horrible.
I gotta say, I'm half grossed out and half proud of him.
For also being... That so you're both just independent of each other became Roxborough Peepers.
Yeah, it's kind of weird how that happened, ain't it?
I guess the apple does not fall far from the tree.
No, it don't. Oh, no. Roy Jr., they must have seen you and followed you back here and called the cops. Tom, I gotta go and tell the cops it was all Roy Jr. and not me.
You're gonna blame your son.
Officers! Officers, he did it! Not me! He got them crazy eyes!
Hello? Oh my God. Wow. That is a new New low for the Ziegler family.
Oh, God. Ha! Fucking tunnel, come on.
I'm Let me hit that. Don't be a little bitch with your chit chat. Just show me. You say I'm playing, I'm never laying it.
This guy's just jumping out of this car right here. Fuck it. Congratulations, Camry, you let a bus cut you off. Like, inching up to a fucking stoplight. You left enough space for a bus just to say fuck you and fucking pull in front of you. Good work. Alley, I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the alley. So everybody have a great day. And yeah, I'm gonna go do some stuff, get some things done, so on and so forth. I'll see you guys later.